Chapter 4. Little John. The men made a simple camp in the clearing. The narrow path was the only way into the camp, and it was easy to guard. "Tomorrow we will go hunting again," said Robin to the men. "But this time we will go hunting for news. We need information about the sheriff's men. We need to know who is travelling to Nottingham. Look for groups of knights. Look for tax collectors. They will travel slowly and will have money and weapons. We will welcome them here in the woods." The next day, Robin went alone to the edge of Sherwood Forest. He walked along a path until he came to a river. A branch of wood crossed the river like a bridge. Only one man could walk across this branch at a time. A stranger was coming along the path from the opposite direction. The stranger and Robin stood at either end of the bridge. Both men carried quarterstaffs. The stranger was very tall and very broad. He was the biggest man that Robin had ever seen.
"Let the better man cross first," shouted the stranger to Robin.
The stranger had a handsome, happy face. He smiled at Robin as he spoke. Robin also smiled. "Then let me pass," he said, "for I am the better man."
"Ha! We shall see," said the stranger.
Then he lifted his quarterstaff in both hands. He was ready to fight. Robin took hold of his own quarterstaff and stepped onto the branch. The stranger also stepped onto the branch, and the two men began to fight. Robin was tall, but the stranger was taller. Robin was broad, but the stranger was broader. Both men were strong. They moved backwards and forwards along the narrow branch as they fought. After many minutes of fighting, the stranger hit Robin hard on the side of his head. Robin fell into the water, and the stranger laughed.
"Ha! Now who is the better man?" said the man. "Here, give me your hand. You have given me good exercise today."
He helped Robin out of the water, and the two men sat next to the river. "What is your name?" asked Robin.
"I am called John Little," said the stranger.
"Have you ever heard of Robin Hood?" asked Robin.
"Of course I have," said John Little. "He is an outlaw who lives here in the forest. The sheriff of Nottingham is looking for him. But I have no love for the sheriff and his men, so I hope that he doesn't catch Robin Hood."
"Would you like to join Robin Hood and his group of outlaws?" asked Robin. John Little looked at Robin carefully.
"Who are you?" he asked. "Why do you want me to become an outlaw?"
Robin did not answer. Instead, he took his horn from his belt and blew it three times. Soon his men came running from the forest. They came to the river and stood around Robin and John Little. "My name is Robin Hood, and these are my men," Robin said. "Will you join us?"
"I see many men around you," said John Little, "but I still do not know you. I only know the name Robin Hood. I also know that Robin Hood is a very good archer. Show me that you can shoot an arrow, and I will believe you."
Robin lifted his bow and arrow. "Tell me what to shoot," he said. John Little looked around and pointed into the forest.
"Do you see that young tree?" he asked. "It's about 500 paces away and no broader than a man's hand. Can you shoot an arrow into that tree?"
"It is not an easy target," said Robin. "You have chosen well." Robin put an arrow to his bow. Then he took aim and shot the arrow into the young tree.
"You must be Robin Hood," said John Little. Well, I do not love the sheriff, nor the men who collect taxes from the common people. So yes, Robin Hood, I will join you and your men.
Robin smiled at the big man. Then he laughed loudly.
Ha! We must have a feast to celebrate, he said, and to welcome you to our home in Sherwood Forest.
In the forest clearing, by the old oak tree, the outlaws built a great fire and roasted an ox. They ate the ox and drank ale until they were full. At the end of the feast, Robin took a cup of ale and held it over John Little's head. You are the biggest man I have ever seen, Robin said. And now you are one of us, so we will give you a new name. We shall call you Little John. And Robin poured the ale over Little John's head.